Today on More to Life, Breaking Free. Do you need to make a change in your life or relationships? Feeling stuck? Give us a call. We'll help you find the grace-filled solutions you need to break free. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Breaking Free, we're talking about making change in your life or relationships, helping you overcome those problems that you're running into that are just frustrating you, those situations you wish you could get a handle on, but you're not sure where to start. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let us help you find the grace-filled solutions you need to break free.
So if you're dealing with a personal or relationship problem that's got you feeling stuck, if you're not sure where to start, if you're trying to start but everybody's blocking your way and you just feel frustrated, if you've tried to address the situation only to run into resistance either from those other people or from things not working out the way you planned, solving any problem begins with framing it the right way. Let us help you take those first steps towards success.
Again, that's 877-573-7825. And that's right. You know, it doesn't matter whether the problem is big or small, whether it's a personal problem or a relationship problem or really any other challenge, the first step to solving that problem is framing it the right way, framing it in a way that allows you to break it down, see the small steps that you'd need to take to get to where you want to go. And that's what we want to help you do today. And often when we feel stuck, it's because we feel like we've tried the stuff that we know how to do, so therefore, we've done everything that we can. But the truth is, there are lots of different solutions, lots of different tools, lots of different insights that we can apply to challenges. Let us help you look at that difficult situation from a different perspective and help you find the grace-filled solutions that you're looking for. Again, that's 877-573-7825, whether you're looking to make a change in your life or relationships, overcome a particular problem or challenge you're facing. We want to help you find ways to cooperate with God's grace and break free. If you're listening to the podcast later on, you can always send your questions to us via email. That address is questions@more2liferadio.com with the number two, questions@more2liferadio.com. But if you're listening live, we love hearing your voice and being able to ask you those follow-up questions. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we like to take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're not sure what that is, when St. John Paul was Pope, he gave a series of reflections that revealed how we can discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully contemplating God's design of creation, especially his design of our bodies.
Sometimes when we get caught up in certain challenges in our life or our relationships, as you were saying, Greg, it can seem like nothing is ever going to change. But the theology of the body reminds us that when we look at our life, what we see is not what we get. At the beginning of time, God created us to live abundant, intimate, joyful, healthy, holy lives. Although sin entered the world and frustrated that plan, God is not defeated. Every day, through his grace, God is helping us rebuild the remarkable, grace-filled lives he created us to live. Of course, that doesn't happen on its own. when we experience difficulties in making changes in our life or relationship, the first thing we need to do is to bring that situation to God without ceasing. Every day we have to ask God to teach us how He wants us to respond to the challenge we are facing, step by step. When responding to a frustrating situation, no matter how long we've been working on it, we have to cultivate the mindset that we don't know anything, especially when we think we do. Instead, we need to ask God to teach us as if we were children who were experiencing this situation for the very first time. That's the poverty of spirit that allows God to lead us to the changes He wants to make in our lives.
Well, that's right. And then second, we need to get to work. You know, as we continue to pray as if we need to be taught from the ground up how to respond to each step of the problem we're trying to solve, we also need to constantly ask ourselves, you know, how could I glorify God in this moment? You know, how could I work for the ultimate good of the person in front of me? What would it mean for me to be my best self in this moment, especially when my plans are being frustrated? Like a toddler learning to walk, when we adopt this approach, we become God's little children, reaching out for His hand and asking Him to teach us how to live the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled lives we were created for. So let's talk it out today on More to Life. Are you dealing with a personal or relationship challenge that's got you feeling a little stuck or confused? Maybe you're not sure where to start addressing the problem, or perhaps you've tried to address it only to run into resistance, either from the other people involved or from things not working out as you planned. Solving any problem begins with framing it the right way. Let's help you take those first steps toward success today on More to Life. The number again, 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you those challenges that we face in every aspect of our life, our relationships, those difficulties that we're not quite sure how to respond to, or those challenges where we've tried to respond and our efforts aren't bearing the fruit that we hoped, or maybe even blowing up in our face. We know, Lord, that you see the solutions that you would have for those situations. And so we ask you to help us to see those situations through your eyes, so that we might be able to cooperate with your grace to let your will be done in our lives, in our relationships, in everything, so we can give glory to you. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Breaking Free. We're talking about dealing with problems, and that might seem kind of wide open, but the reality is, you know, on a certain level, even though every individual problem is about a different thing, the way we approach problems is really the key. And no matter whether it's a relationship problem or a personal problem or some other kind of struggle that you're dealing with, how we frame that problem, how we enter into that problem, how we break it down, that's something that we can apply to every situation. We want to help you apply those basic skills to the problems you're facing in your life or relationships, the changes you feel like you need to make, especially when you feel like you're running up against a wall every time you try. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
And I want to be clear here, any kind of problem you need that help with is good to go on this show today on More to Life, because sometimes it seems like things, they're just part of our everyday life. You know, I can't get anybody to help me keep this house clean. Everybody thinks I have to do everything, all the way to major changes in your life that you're not quite sure how to deal with. So if you're saying, I feel really frustrated, I don't know what to do about this, give us a call today on More to Life and let us help you get the skills you need to handle it with God's grace. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. 5. We're talking now with Desiree, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network.
Hi, Desiree. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling because I would like some spiritual guidance with the relationship I have with my 18-year-old son. He just recently turned 18, and he is still at home. And brief summary on our relationship: when he was in elementary school, he was raised off and on through the Catholic faith. I wasn't nearly as strong in the faith that as I am now, but we would go to Sunday Mass at the bare minimum, and he would, you know, receive the Eucharist. He went and got his classes. My children were all baptized at the same time in 2017, once I got my calling into coming into the church, which is when God really pulled our whole family in. After that, we were going to church for a while, and then his older sister got really heavy into drugs and brought a lot of bad things into our life, and we got her help, and she's actually completely reformed back in the church and doing really well. But the lasting effects on her younger brother have been really detrimental to him, so much so that in middle school he was seeing a lot of professionals to try to help him cope and heal, and his social anxiety got so bad that he could no longer talk to people outside of the home. So he was brought home to do homeschooling, and it didn't work out, so he became a high school dropout. And we've been trying to help him with, you know, getting a job and getting back with the family and, you know, trying to just get out there. But he's so angry and isolated, completely renounced God. Sir.
And Desiree, as he went through this, and, you know, as you said, it just, the homeschooling didn't work. He wouldn't go to school. He's now considered a high school dropout. He's only 18 years old. Was he getting counseling and professional help through this? And was your family getting any family counseling to help him deal with the feelings and anxiety that he was having?
Yes, ongoing for years. And not just psychologists, but psychiatrists, and getting dual help there, and even family counseling.
And what were the professionals that were helping you saying about the fact that he just didn't follow through and finish high school, and that was the choice your family ended up making? What was their take on it?
They really wanted him to get more involved with coping skills, with cognitive behavioral therapy, so we focused on that. But he wasn't applying himself in it. He had given up on it, so he would go but not want to participate. And so he would receive the medication, which is helpful, but without the skill set and training with it, it's one-sided. The doctors really recommend that they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And so even though he'd be receiving both, he wouldn't be utilizing both, and it's resulted in a lot of him staying, even in the house, isolated to his room. And my husband and I are really pushing him to get a job, his GED, teaching him to drive, still really involving him. Because.
So I have two questions for you. So he's still getting help professionally?
He has refused it now that he's 18. He won't go. He's refused everything. He's hoping that with this job that he's looking for now, that he can try to make headway to get out. But even that, I don't see him living successfully independently with the current state that he's in. Our relationship, we still talk. We definitely still have conversations. But I still have church teaching in the home. And he's very angry to hear any of it, because every time it comes down to a problem that we can't resolve, I pray. I'll look to the church, I'll go to confession, I'll pray a rosary, and it really makes him angry when I do these things. And
so how can we help you today? So what is it that we can do for you? 'Cause there's a lot.
I'm hoping with the information that I've given that there is spiritual advice in addition to the things that I've said, because this relationship is getting ready to feel more like a, we send him off, we don't lose faith, We have unwavering faith in our God, and we just hope for his salvation down the road and wait to see what happens, because we really feel like we've exhausted our resources.
Yeah.
And even time.
Well, at this point, especially at 18, when he can refuse treatment, the only thing that's really left for you is tough love at that point. And so in terms of the spiritual guidance, I mean, you're doing the right thing in praying for him and praying with him and bringing the situation to God. You know, but the problem is, and we use this metaphor often, that when we pray, God fills up our spiritual tank, if you will, if you imagine that we're a car, right? But even if you have a full gas tank, if you've got four flat tires or the engine's fallen out of the car, there's only so far you're going to get to go. And so there are issues here that are preventing him from being able to cooperate effectively with that grace. And what he's looking for is something to save him. He's looking for someone to be able to come in and just make it all better. And it's easy to fall into that place when you're suffering the way he is. But the reality is, this is only something that he can fix. And he doesn't want to hear that. And that's where the tough love comes in, you know, where you're having to say, look, son, we love you. We provided you with these opportunities. You're not taking advantage of them. You're going to have to figure this out, and you're going to have to leave the house, because we can't continue to support you in destroying yourself. So, you know, we love you and we want to help you. If you want to use the tools that you've been given, if you want to go back into counseling and get that help, we'll support you while you're doing that, if we see you actually working the program this time. I think that what he really needs probably at this point is a day hospital program where he can go in for treatment during the day, and then come home at night. If he's willing to do that, some kind of a thing, I would recommend supporting him through that. If he's working the program, though, it has to be clear that he's using the techniques. He has to be trying. Otherwise, you can't let him stay where you're at, because as painful as this is, he's not going to be able to take responsibility for his recovery. And that's what kind of has happened here. He's gotten to the mindset that something else should fix me, whether it's the medication or something. But, you know, I will also say this, and you know, this may or may not be true. It's not true for every situation. But when you have a kid who's this age, who's setting his life on fire, very often he's trying to call attention to a larger family issue. That there's something that the kid doesn't want to leave the house, because if I go, then I'm not going to get the nurturing that I wanted whenever I was a kid, or I didn't. There's problems in the family home that I don't want to leave behind. Again, that's not 100% true, but that's often the case when you see a young adult burning his life down like your son is. So I'd like you to really look at that in terms of, you know, he might not be getting help, but you and your husband need to be seeking that help to figure out how to set the appropriate boundaries with him that insist that he do what he needs to do to cooperate with his treatment.
And also for the two of you to figure out how to maintain or improve your marriage, even though you're going through this. You already went through the horror of having your daughter be addicted, and that just can destroy a couple and destroy a family for a very long time. I'm very thrilled to hear that she's doing so much better. But this is equally as rough to go through, and to get the counseling to know how to help your son continually, but also, how the heck do we rebuild this marriage in a way that's really healthy and safe and lifelong? Because you guys have been through the wars here and are still going through it. And so you deserve to be able to work on your marriage as well. So continuing that and realizing that it's horrible that at 18 he can make that decision on his own. But there's part of him that's really stuck in that child place when he went through all of this with you as a family with his sister. So he really needs that encouragement to continue to get the counseling he needs, and being able to give him that kind of ultimatum, but assure him if he's willing to still go through family counseling, go through the recommendations Greg's talking about, you're still willing to work with him.
Desiree, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here or through CatholicCounselors.com. With that, we have to go to break, but we're continuing to take your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We're talking about making change and facing problems, whether it's a personal or relationship struggle. Whatever the situation is, we want to help you frame it in a way that enables you to start cooperating with God's grace and break free. 877-573-7825. Back in a minute.
Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
The Encounter Conference, June 26th through the 28th at the New Glass City Center in Toledo, Ohio. 15 powerful speakers.
It is the encounter with the Holy Spirit that makes Jesus come alive and gives us the courage and the wisdom to go forth and to even risk our own lives.
Everyone pretty much says the miracles that Jesus did are real. The miracles that the early church did are real.
As often as the popes are talking about the new evangelization, they're also saying we need to pray for a new Pentecost. We need to return to the upper room. Encounter represents the church returning to the upper room. As we're coming boldly before God and asking Him to renew that Pentecostal fire for the strength, the gifts, and the wisdom to be able to preach Jesus to a lost and broken world so that we can become fully alive in Him, so that the world may come to believe that Jesus is the one whom God sent.
Register today at EncounterConference.org. That's EncounterConference.org.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, Breaking Free. Do you need to make a change in your life or relationships? Are you struggling to address a particular problem that you're not sure quite what to do with? Let us help you find grace-filled ways to overcome those challenges and more today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Bill Donahue from the Theology of the Body Institute. Bill, welcome to More to Life.
Good morning, Dr. Greg, and good morning to Lisa.
It's good to have you with us, Bill. So, you know, you wanted to share some insights from the Theology of the Body on the perspective that we need to have when we're facing challenges, especially those more difficult to resolve challenges.
Yeah, I've been thinking on this theme this morning as you're opening up your show, and I think there's a disadvantage for a lot of us, myself included, you both, your listeners, with the technological revolutions that are surrounding us and that we're literally, you know, holding in our hand with our smartphone, that we kind of expect the change to be as instantaneous as a download, you know, and just even how impatient we get when things don't work on the phone. But John Paul has this beautiful thought, and I'll give it to you and kind of open it up. He says, regarding change, if an ear is to grow or a flower blossom, there are times which cannot be forced. For the birth of a human being, 9 months are required. To write a book or a worthy piece of music, years must often be spent in patient searching. Then he says, this is also the law of the Spirit. To encounter the mystery takes patience, purification, silence, waiting. It's not always the most popular thing, but man, I feel this is a perennial call for me, silence, waiting, and letting the Lord do the inner work that I can't always see. And I know change is a-coming. But thoughts on that quote from JP2?
No, I mean, I think it's absolutely on target. I think that the challenge, though, for us is that's a waiting that's not passive, right? It's a waiting that's active as well, where we're saying, okay, Lord, teach me how to respond to this. It's not just sort of a kind of throwing up our hands and saying, well, I guess God's going to do what God's going to do. It's really much more of, okay, Lord, let me use this time so that you can teach me how to respond to what's in front of me as I work to fulfill your will in this situation. I mean, what's your sense of that?
Yeah, I mean, using this, as he's using sort of these analogies, the farmer tilling the soil, I mean, you know, we're not seeing immediate result, but we're doing the daily watering, we're doing the tilling, we're cleaning up the area, so to speak. And I think that is our daily prayer, our meditation. We're still putting ourselves under the divine influence, although we might not be seeing immediate change. I think, yeah, it's an active receptivity. We're all in collaborating with the Lord.
And Bill, I want to thank you for those insights, because I think that, you know, when we're going through a difficult time, you know, we do want that resolution right away. Of course we do. But God wants to use all of that time to draw us closer to Him. It's not a matter of tormenting us with this long-standing issue. It's a matter of God giving us an invitation to enter into deeper relationship with Him so that He can both teach us how to respond to the thing that's in front of us and draw us closer in His arms.
Amen.
Folks would like to learn more about your good work. Where can they turn for more information, Bill?
Sure. Jump online, tobinstitute.org. We'd love to have you for a week-long course.
Fantastic. tobinstitute.org. And you guys offer in-person and online courses now, right?
We do. And it's been really wonderful. So come on either in-person or online.
So if you like what you hear on the show and you're wondering how the theology of the body can help you lead a more abundant life and have healthier, holier relationships, check out tobinstitute.org. Bill, again, thanks for being with us, sir.
Thank you so much.
And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. And we're talking about overcoming problems. So whether you are dealing with a personal or relationship struggle that's got you feeling a little stuck these days, if you're not quite sure how to begin to address a particular frustration that you're encountering, or maybe you've tried to address that situation only to run into resistance from other people, or maybe from the situation itself not working out the way you planned. Solving problems begins with framing that problem the right way. So we want to help you take the first steps toward success. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. Listen into the podcast. Send your questions in via email, questions@moretoliferadio.com. And we'll be back with more of your questions right after this.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
We have work to do. Our Lord didn't just rescue us from the world. He rescued us for the world. What does that mean? That when He rescued us, we're supposed to rescue others. That's a big message of the Rescue Project. Rescue people, rescue people. If you are rescued, then you are going to go about the business through your ministry, your fishing, so to speak, of fishing for men and women to rescue people. We don't want to just sit back and say, oh, this is great. I'm saved. Don't have anything to worry about. Don't we want to take some people with us? And aren't we supposed to be the Lord's hands and feet? Aren't we supposed to take care of the most vulnerable, to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, to help others recognize the importance of relationship with Christ, to witness? It's not just about us.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. By asking for spiritual communion, we are acknowledging that the Holy Mass is the perfect, best way to worship God. The priest intercedes perfectly for us with God the Father because he acts in persona Christi. This is the time to see that through the priest's representation of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary, we are never separated from our Lord. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Raising kids is hard. We all do our best, and we all fear that we failed in some way. Especially when our relationship with our adult kids isn't what we wish it was, it's easy to give in to self-recrimination. Blame, especially self-blame, accomplishes nothing except fostering the feeling that we're stuck and powerless. Rather than ruminating about past mistakes, put your energy in what needs to happen to make your relationship stronger today. Look for opportunities to create a stronger connection with your adult kids. Seek out ways to build trust. Take the initiative. Of course, you need to respect your adult children's boundaries, but let them know that you have no intention of giving up on them, and that you're willing to have whatever relationship they're willing to build with you. Start from that point and build from there. Want more tips for strengthening your relationship with your adult kids? Check out our book, Having Meaningful and Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Breaking Free, as we talk about facing changes and challenges and problems in our life or relationships. If you're feeling frustrated about something going on in your life or relationships, and you're looking for some ways to address it that will allow you to break through, give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825.
So if you're getting that sense in your life where you're either like growling in frustration or just kind of groaning, every time you have to deal with that, you know, you have to go home at the end of the day and deal with that situation that keeps happening in your family life. You have to go out to work and something keeps happening in your family life. You have to deal with yourself and you're like, why can't I do this better? Why can't I meet my goals? Sometimes the inner groanings are just what gives us the knowledge that we do, that God's calling us to address something because he wants to help make it right in our lives. Let's talk about it today and help you overcome those inner groanings, feel better, and have the life God wants you to have. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Before we take our next call, I want to send out some congratulations going out to another member of the EWTN radio family, The Rock. AM 1260 in Cleveland is celebrating 9 years with EWTN.
Yay!
Congratulations to Bernadette and her great team at Cleveland Catholic Radio from your friends right here at EWTN. And wherever you're listening, make sure that you're supporting your local EWTN Catholic radio station. Let's keep EWTN here for decades to come so we can keep supporting you and living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life.
Amen.
Joining us right now here at 877-573-7825. That's the number to call with your questions about overcoming those challenges you're facing in your life or relationships. Let us help you find grace-filled solutions you need to break free.
Let's talk now with Nina, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Nebraska on Sacred Heart Radio.
Spirit
Catholic Radio. I apologize.
Spirit Catholic Radio. Hey, Nina, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. I think I was listening to your own Saturday segment, and there were two things. One of them was a suggestion for the lady.
I'm sorry, Nina. Your connection's really bad. I'm not making out about 90% of what you're saying. Could we try that again?
Yes, we'll try that again.
Okay. Much better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. It was regarding the lady, the previous caller in her situation.
Yes.
For the prayers. To make some suggestions for prayers, and that was for Our Lady of Sorrows and Our Lady of Tears.
Yes, of course.
Those prayers have been recommended by Father Reppinger for when you have struggling parishes and need something answered to help you identify what the root problem is. The other
thing, though,
you happened to mention about burning down house,
mm-hmm.
and I've never heard of that, but I know about it. So would you expand on how a person gets in burning down their own life.
So you're referencing situation here where...
He mentioned it's burning down your life. But what I wanted to ask is, okay, how do you recognize those symptoms for another person and or yourself? And then how do you reverse it or break out of the cycle? Because sometimes people do it and then, just like you said, the boy was trying to, there's a root problem that he's trying to get attention for.
How do you identify it? Well, in that case, you know, what you're looking at is a situation where if a person's life is getting smaller and smaller as they're trying to deal with a problem, that's always the wrong answer, right? You know, so you know, I don't want to second guess any of the treatment that Desiree was receiving or that her son was receiving. So this is not any kind of commentary on her situation. I don't know anything about it.
No, and from what she told us, they were working a plan that was supposed to reverse the fact that his life was becoming smaller and smaller. He was just not cooperating with the plan.
But generally speaking, in a situation like that, you don't want to have a child removed from different situations to have their life smaller, because that's what sets the stage for agoraphobia, which is kind of where he's at right now. Now, in your situation, though, you're talking about how do you identify, you know, those bad habits and sort of break them. Well, again, it's if I'm making decisions that are leading to my life being smaller in some way, I am then giving into that thing, and it's causing me to basically separate from grace, because Christ came to give us a more abundant life. So we need to be growing in some way. It doesn't mean that we need necessarily getting exactly what we want out of life, but we're taking whatever we're facing and we're saying, how can I approach this in a way that leads to greater meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue? In other words, how can I face this challenge in a way that, in terms of meaningfulness, allows me to use my gifts to make some kind of positive difference in the situation? Secondly, how can I use this situation to make my relationships deeper, healthier, stronger in some way?
Both with, well, three things. Those relationships have to be with ourselves, okay? They have to. It has to be deeper and more meaningful with ourselves and stronger with ourselves. Definitely with God, where we feel like we're growing in our relationship with God and allowing Him to come into our lives and transform us and accompany us along the way. And with others, so that we're making healthier relationships with people. Not just random relationships that could be bad for us or good for us and we're not paying attention, but really healthy relationships that are helping us grow. And then that third one is virtue. And that's really important, because when there are two things that happen as our lives are getting smaller, right? We are blocking our resources, we're blocking our relationship with God, we're blocking our best selves, but we're also keeping God's grace out, and we stop living a virtuous life. So if our lives are getting smaller and spiritually darker, we're not using the resources that God gave us in terms of the virtue. We're not growing in those virtues and leaning into them as our strength.
So in any situation, in any problem we're facing, we've always got to be praying, okay, Lord, show me how to respond to this in a more meaningful, intimate, and virtuous way. The opposite qualities are powerlessness, isolation, self-pity, and self-indulgence, right? So instead of meaningfulness, the enemy wants me to latch onto this idea of powerlessness, where meaningfulness says, how can I use my gifts to make a positive difference in some tiny way in this situation? How can I keep fighting toward making a positive difference? Powerlessness says, there's nothing you can do. Just sit there and dwell in it and be powerless and be stuck. As opposed to intimacy, where I'm looking at the challenge and saying, how can I draw other people in for help and support? How can I draw closer to the people, the healthy people that God's given to me? How can I set boundaries with the unhealthy relationships? The opposite of that is isolation, where I say, I'm just going to separate myself. Nobody understands. I just have to just go be by myself. I don't want to bother other people with my problems. I don't want to involve anybody else in my life. The more I can do that, the more I do that, the more the enemy culls me from the herd, and it's easy for me to be devoured then by the lion. And then thirdly, instead of virtue, you know, we have power. We have self-pity and self-indulgence. You know, where virtue says, "How can I use this to become a stronger person, a healthier person? How can I use this to be a godlier person?" Self-pity and self-indulgence says, there's nothing here. There's nothing I can do except lie down and die, or wait it out, or try to make myself feel better in some, you know, unhealthy way until this thing passes. And the more we lean into powerlessness, isolation, self-pity, and self-indulgence, the more we give Satan power over that part of our life. Whereas the more we lean into meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue, the more we're cooperating with the Holy Spirit to lead a more abundant life. So, you know, in broad strokes, Nina, that's kind of how we identify whether we're kind of falling into bad habits because we're leading a more powerless, isolating, self-pitying, self-indulgent life, versus how we break those habits by facing those same challenges, but in a way that leads to more meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue, by helping us use our gifts to make a small positive difference every day in whatever way we can, by making our relationships stronger and healthier and drawing more support from the people God's placed in our lives, and using whatever we're facing as an opportunity to grow in virtue, and therefore become more of the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled person God is calling me to be, even in the face of the challenges I'm encountering. So, Nina, thanks so much for the call. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. 573-7825. And as we are heading out to a break, I just want to let you know about a great spiritual resource. You know, Nina was talking about certain prayers that we can turn to for God's grace. Of course, we should never neglect the rosary. And EWTN brings you the Holy Rosary twice a day for over 25 years. You can tune in every morning at 5:30 a.m. Eastern for Mother Angelica, and every evening at 9:30 p.m. Eastern for Father Benedict Groeschel, both of who will pray the rosary with you. And that's only on EWTN Radio, so check those things out. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Colossians chapter 3, verse 10.
Put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator.
You know, this is a reminder that as we are growing, as we are facing the challenges that we face in life inevitably, God is asking us to put on a new self. And the only way to do that is by asking him to teach us how to respond to those challenges in ways that will glorify him, help us be our best selves, and invite others to be their best selves as well.
You know, I think one of the beautiful things about this scripture, which is, again, Colossians 3:10, is that it reminds us that God's love for us is so much better than what the world tells us love is. You know, the world often just sells us this lie. If this person really loved me, they'd just accept me for who I am. Well, God loves us enough that he does accept us for who we are. He died for us for who we are because he knew we needed redemption. And we are called to cooperate with that by putting on the new self and being renewed in knowledge after the image of our Creator and our Redeemer. And we can do that with his love and with his grace.
Amen. Well, we're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, we're continuing to take your calls on our show titled Breaking Free, as we talk about those changes we face in our life and the problems and frustrations that we're encountering where we need to make a change. If you're dealing with a personal or relationship problem that's got you feeling stuck, if you're not sure quite where to start, or maybe you've tried to address the situation only to run into resistance, either from other people or from things not working out the way you planned. Well, the reality is, solving any problem begins with framing it the right way. So let us help you take those first grace-filled steps toward success today on More to Life. The number again, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break.
At EWTN Radio, your family. And because you're a part of our family, we value your opinions on what you hear on EWTN. You can call our listener comment line 24/7 at 205-795-5773. We value your comments, your questions, and any suggestions you may have to make EWTN Radio even better. 205-795-5773. And thank you for listening to EWTN Radio.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plan, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton, some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to SetonHome.org. That is SetonHome.org.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today our show is titled Breaking Free, as we talk about the need to make change in our life and our relationships, and especially when we're facing a problem, how do we make a change that allows us to overcome that challenge and cooperate with God's grace so that His will can be done in that situation? Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Let us help you find the grace-filled solutions you are seeking. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Tommy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New Mexico on Sirius XM 130.
Hi, Tommy. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you, sir?
Hey, good morning. Nice talking to you. I have two daughters, and I have one house and one ex-wife. And, of course, we have to pay the bill for the property tax. She said that she would pay for it. She got the bill, and it's getting time to sell it, and she hasn't picked up the bills, and she hasn't paid the property tax in 3 years. So I'm just putting it in a corner, and I think I'm going to have to sell it. I don't want to, but I think I have to. What do you think?
Okay. Well, Tommy, I mean, I'm not your lawyer, so I can't possibly advise you on that question. You told our screener something about how do you tell your high school age daughter that you might have to sell the house?
Right.
Is that what you were asking?
I haven't told her yet. Yeah.
Okay. And what's your concern there? Why wouldn't you just tell her directly?
She's just getting ready to graduate. I don't know whether to tell her before or after.
Here's the thing. You guys are going through this as a family, and you also said your older daughter already knows about this. So I guess what I'm not sure I understand what the point of keeping anything from either of your kids would be. I mean, I appreciate, you know, the parents' desire to not upset our children, but as a family, we need to be praying together about going through whatever we're going through, right? And so I think that you need to talk about it now and let her be part of this conversation, you know, and you just tell your daughter the facts of the situation. It's like, you know, this is not against your mom, but I'm not sure why this would be. You know, this is really more for her to be able to talk about. But your mom hasn't paid the property taxes for 3 years, and so I'm looking like we might have to sell the house, and I'm not sure what to do about that. I'm not telling you that because I want you to hate your mom or anything. I'm just telling you that because that's what's going on. So we need to be praying about what God is calling us to do in this situation. You know, how is God asking us to respond to this as a family? How can we kind of hold on to each other and take care of each other while we're going through this together? Right? So instead of it being a family where it's every man for himself, it's a family where we're drawing closer and using whatever we're going through as a family to reach out to God and allow God to give us the grace to grow closer to Him and to each other, if that makes sense. You know, again, I as parents, of course, we don't want to burden our children with all the details of every little thing that happens in our lives. But when it's a big thing that's going to affect them too, I think it's important to really include our children, especially if they're older, in that prayer process that allows us early as a family to discern how God is asking us to take care of each other while we go through whatever it is that we're going through.
And I have to say, Mike, the thing that's really difficult for children and young adults is when their parents aren't telling them things over time and then say suddenly get whomped with it all at once. They don't feel like they can trust their parents to be honest then. But if we walk through it with them and pray with them about it, and give them any assurances that we can that are real, then they say, well, you know what? We've been through hard times before. We're going through something hard now, but we've always stuck together as a family. I can count on God. I can count on my parents to be honest with me and include me. So therefore, I always have a home with my family, no matter where my home really is in terms of housing. So it's not about suddenly putting a damper on her graduation, whether this happens before or after, it's going to affect her. It's going to be difficult for her. But if she feels like she can trust you enough to be honest with her, be a prayer partner with her in all of this, be reassuring with her, it will change her life, but it won't necessarily leave as lasting an impact in a negative direction.
All right, Tommy, thank you so much for the call. We've got a few minutes. Let's go to Mike, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio on Annunciation Radio. Hi, Mike. Welcome to More to Life.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. What's your question for us? Good, thank
just,
you. What's your question?
The question is a little... My wife had a stroke 2 years ago and had a little bit of time of... calming down regarding scriptures, and the scriptures of ask and you shall receive, and doesn't seem like I'm receiving.
What is it that you're asking for?
Healing, patience, for my wife and myself to get through this situation we're in, and sometimes just challenges me.
And you told her, a screener, that she had the stroke 2 years ago, and she's kind of struggling with a slower recuperation and development than you'd hoped for?
Yeah, I think right now she's paralyzed on her left side, and she has aphasia. So, unfortunately, I think with all we've been through and all the therapy, we're probably where we're at. And I don't know if we're going to get any better, and I'm thinking that we are going to get better. So, Mass, communion, praying... and seem like we're stagnated.
Okay. Well, here's Jesus really modeled an important way of praying when he was in the garden, right? And he asked the Father, if this is your will, take this cup from me. But also, if it wasn't the Father's will, the Lord was prepared to go through this, right? And to allow God's glory to shine out in the going through it. So, of course, it's nothing wrong. There's a lot right with asking God to deliver you guys from this and to heal your wife completely. But the second part of the prayer is really important, too, which is to say, how can you respond to the suffering that you're going through right now in a way that glorifies God and in a way that allows you to be more of the husband that God's calling you to be and be there to love the wife that you've got instead of the wife that you wish you had, as you're going through this. And so, the way that we, cooperate with that grace is, yes, we pray for the miracle, but we also deal with the reality and really ask God to teach us what he wants us to learn in this reality so that we can glorify him and see the work that he's doing in our lives here. If we're only looking for the one outcome that we desperately want, and that's what we're going to make as our test for whether God is real or not, and I'm not saying you're doing that exactly, but you understand what I'm saying, then we end up feeling more and more depressed because we're not getting what we wanted. But we miss the 4 million other ways that God is responding to us. And so I would just want to encourage you to be praying. In addition to praying for that miracle, to be praying that God would enable you to be the husband that he wants you to be through this, that he would show you and your wife how to draw closer to each other and him through this, and that however you respond to each day, that you're finding those ways, you're asking him to help you find those ways to glorify him, to be your best self, to encourage your wife to be her best self through this, so that you can see God's glory in the little things of every day as you work toward that full recovery. Mike, we're going to add you to our More to Life prayer list. Everything I'm saying here does not meant to diminish the pain that you guys are in at all. I completely understand how painful this is to watch somebody that you love suffer this way and to wish for a full recovery and have it take so long. So please understand.
And to do the work of being that assistant to her, to love her through this, even when it's so hard to cope with it every day.
But don't deny yourself the opportunity to connect with the Holy Spirit in the little things and those little moments where you can respond to this, as I was saying to Nina earlier in the show, with meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue. How can you respond every day to the suffering that you guys are going through together in a way that allows you to make some small positive difference? How can you use what you're going through to draw closer to God and each other? And how can you use whatever you're going through here to become a stronger, healthier, godlier person in these circumstances? The more we lean into that meaningful intimacy and virtue, the more we can cooperate with the Holy Spirit and see what God is doing in our present situation, even as we pray for that ultimate deliverance. Mike, thank you so much for the call. Again, we have added you and your wife to our More to Life prayer list. If there's more we can do to support you guys through this, don't hesitate to reach out to us here or at CatholicCounselors.com. And that goes for you listeners as well. CatholicCounselors.com is there to help give you faith-filled answers to those tough marriage, family, and personal struggles that you are dealing with. We're going to help you live a more faithful and abundant life and hook you up with a good, faithful Catholic counselor that can help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life. So learn more at CatholicCounselors.com. And don't forget to get out there and celebrate the life God has for you, because you know what? With God's grace, there really is so much more to life. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Get out there and have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.